With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. University of Montana officials have revealed details of a new voluntary severance package designed to entice eligible staffers to leave UM. UM this year has already presented two buyout rounds to faculty. Judging by the number and content of questions asked during a campus meeting Wednesday, the idea seems to have stirred up interest.
When will we be able to put our name in a hat if we opt for this?
So my question is, if we choose to take this offer and a few years down the road, hiring freezes are lifted and we're looking for employees, do we have an opportunity to come back?
If I'm post 65, I take this offer, what's to prevent me from than taking my retirement package from the university?
Is there a limit to how many people you're offering this package?
Here's what's going on. UM needs to cut an unspecified number of excess personnel. President Sheila Stearns says the university is spending upwards of 90% of its budget on faculty and staff. For a school like UM, Stearns says that figure should be more like 70% of its budget, especially given its ongoing enrollment challenges.
And my goal, as I mentioned last January, as I started this very interesting journey of 2017, was to get at that, but to get at it in as wise and humane at that out of whack percentage as we possibly could.
Now, staffers get their shot at a buyout offer. There are some caveats, though. Only full-time, general fund-supported employees who are classified staff, contract professionals, or contract administrators are eligible. Rosie Keller, a UM vice president, laid out the terms of the voluntary severance package during Wednesday's meetings. Among them?
Your employment duties will terminate as of December 31st, 2017. You will be paid for the 6 months of the rest of this fiscal year. So even though you will terminate on December 31st, you will receive your wages for January through June.
One full year of medical and dental is also thrown in.
So that means from January 1 of 2018 through December 31st of 2018. One of the things we often hear from employees is their willingness to go, but they're scared to death about the health insurance, given what the world of health insurance is today.
Eligible employees interested in the severance package, but not in the insurance package, could also elect to take a lump sum payment of over $12,600 in lieu of the insurance. Longtime UM employees peppered Keller with lots of questions about how the voluntary severance package would jibe with their pensions.
If you take this package, you are terminating your employment with the university. That does not exclude you from deciding to retire. Retiring is a separate issue because that's really is handled through whoever your retirement plan is with. You get your pension, all those things that you normally would get. If you do choose this plan, you're not eligible for the UM retiree benefits.
Those UM retiree benefits, or privileges as they're sometimes called, include bookstore discounts, complimentary athletic tickets, and one free parking permit. Donald Wilson is a staffer who's worked with UM's groundskeeping crew for 17 years. He's 64 years old, and as he puts it,
I see the light at the end of the tunnel where I can't do this forever. And so it actually would be a very good thing for me. And maybe the one advantage to them is, you know, old people get hurt easier than young people. And I know it costs some money workers' comp-wise, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe they'll see some savings there.
Still, Wilson wonders if UM will bother to offer any staff buyouts to anyone in his department since he says it's so small and understaffed. He'll find out soon enough. UM says its Human Resources Department will soon start notifying eligible employees. Those who get the notice and are interested in finding out more must let the university know by November 22nd. UM says it does not know right now how many total eligible staffers will be able to take advantage of its voluntary severance offer. A total of 14 faculty members took advantage of UM's buyout offers earlier this year, representing a salary and benefit savings of almost $1.9 million.